bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Flippy. Coming up on today's show, Flippy, the robot hot dog maker. Right after this call from Donnie Baker.
I'll get that. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
I'm honest Donnie Baker, man.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Heard you guys talking about pirates and stuff.
Yeah, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah, it reminds me, man, I played on the Mets, but the best team in our league for like 2 years was the stupid Pirates, man, because they had Jeff Kirstein. You guys know him?
No, we don't.
He was good, though.
He threw like 70, which from like 46 feet was like 200 miles an hour and stuff, man.
Yeah.
So I got so mad because my coach wouldn't pitch me because he wanted to pitch his two stupid sons, stupid Ralph did every year, man. So I broke in a concession stand.
Uh-huh.
I got their uniforms, and I took a permanent marker. I wrote butt right above Pirates. I swear to God. I swear to God I did. But, man, I couldn't prove it. They tried to make me go before the board. I was like, prove it, Murphy. Show me the marker, man. Say it to my face. Whatever, man. Murphy's stupid. Still not up at the case. I can't talk about it much, man. But anyways, that was the Newport stupid Pirates that year, man. Murphy got in my face and stuff. They tried to say I was too old to play, man, because I had armpit hair. Whatever, man. I ain't changing my uniform in front of that stupid coach again neither, man.
Really?
I swear to God I ain't. I hate the stupid Pirates. Anyways, what team did you play for, Bob?
I played for the believe it or not, the Lions.
You swear to God you did?
I did. I swear to God.
Like the Wizard of Oz? Thing, or
I played for the Bears.
You guys are crazy, man.
Chick, did you play for the Tigers? That would really even out the whole
yes,
Wizard of Oz thing.
Chick played for the Pussies, man.
Hey, Donnie!
Cats. It was the man. Cats.
Hey, why don't you come say that to my face, Donnie?
Whatever, man. Hey, I'm on probation. If these hands weren't registered downtown, I would say it to your face.
All right.
I don't need more trouble anyway. It's a slow day at work and stuff, man. So I'm
Donnie, get off the phone!
What team did you play for? The Queers, Randy? You don't even play baseball anyway.
No, Donnie.
Donnie Baker.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I have been promising a little bit of a surprise, and periodically my surprises come around, and they're generally dismissed.
Well, they're usually not as good as you promote them, maybe.
Okay, sure, there was the performing.
No, your
cats.
entire life could be summed up with mine and Josh's lunch yesterday. The salad's out of the world.
Best salad in the
and
city.
It was fine.
It was an okay salad.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying it this way. This is an okay surprise. This is kind of a fun thing.
I still don't know what this is.
Well, here's the deal.
You tend to overstep.
The last surprise was, I think, when we got Josh's birthday cake that looked just like the new house you bought.
It was a great surprise.
Right. Yeah.
Special cake made by my cake lady.
For Josh,
it was awesome.
It was great.
It was a nice surprise.
The bassoons.
And the rest of us,
Ace loves cake. Every time I want to do a surprise, you go, is it cake? Is it cake? So I get a cake, and it wasn't good enough for you.
It was a great cake.
No wonder you were only child. Your parents had you and said, God, if this is what life is like, we want no more of these.
What are you talking about? When did you get me a cake?
Oh, no, that's not what we're talking about.
You're getting a cake, though.
Yes. Remember the cake you wanted?
You get me a cake, I'll take it out to the parking lot and throw it in the grass.
Well, that's gratitude.
Shut up.
And then Ace brought up, and he's correct, we had a surprise bassoonists come in.
Yeah, tell me that wasn't worth it.
That was
worth it. We all enjoyed that, and you did too.
I did enjoy that.
Once again, extracting all the joy out of life.
I enjoyed Tom saying bassoon instead of bassoon.
Okay, now, Josh and I are going to head outside.
Actually,
you go out first, Josh, and I'll follow you out in a minute.
Okay.
Head on out there. We have a special
thing
set up in the parking lot.
I don't know what this is.
Here at the Frigamall building.
Okay.
And we're on Facebook Live if you want to see it. Now, I admit, I know this is radio. This is quite visual.
I'm going to go to Facebook Live so I can see it.
what's happening is... we've had a story in the news recently about this sort of thing, and you guys were very upset about it. I thought it was kind of a cool thing.
If this is what I think it is, there's going to be trouble.
In River City?
We've had a number of us news stories about this particular item. Now, when Josh gets out there, we'll talk to him and see what it is, see if he can recognize this. I will give you a little bit of a hint. This does involve food.
Really?
Not cake.
Oh, I see Josh walking down the steps.
Okay, no.
Here, I'll give you a little play-by-play.
Go ahead.
Hello again, everybody.
It's raining. He's underneath a tent now.
Underneath a tent.
Yeah, and he is looking at the camera. Oh, he's got a microphone in his hand.
Now, Josh, can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Josh?
Can you hear me?
Yes, there we go. He can hear you.
I know you are. I know you are.
I'm looking at the surprise right now.
And?
My God. It's worth it. It's worth the hype.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Josh, what is it? Can you describe it for us?
I sure can. It looks to be Flippy, the robot.
Are you making burgers in the parking lot?
Flippy is turning hot dogs.
This is now
hot dogs.
Calm down. It's my understanding.
Why hot dogs?
This is the Grill Our Mate robot hot dog maker.
Oh,
okay,
my
so
God.
It's a cousin of Flippy. So it's
I've been told it can cook 20 hot dogs at a time, puts out a hot dog every 30 seconds. Now,
what? You know, so why is he stuck?
This is a robot from ICA, Industrial Controls and Automation.
What is he putting over that little well there?
Describe what's happening, Josh.
So the robot arm is picking up a hot dog from one grilling surface, it looks like, and then it seems to be sort of dipping it in between these two lasers or something.
Yeah.
And then just for a second, and then it moves it to the next grilling surface.
Is there anybody there that knows what's happening?
Yeah,
there?
Who can I speak to that might actually know exactly what's
happening? They lasering the hot dogs?
Yeah, it looks like they are.
Oh, cool.
Here.
I think I can hear the laser.
Hi, we've actually got somebody who may know precisely what's going on. What's your name, sir?
Greg Kramer.
Greg Kramer, good to meet you. Thank you for bringing this.
What
is the name of this contraption?
We have been calling it the Griller Mate because it's an LR Mate Fanuc robot, so we incorporated the robot name into the Griller Mate. We're also out there as hashtag hot dog robot. But anything you can help us out with, we'd appreciate it.
Hot Dog Robot sells it, I think.
Yeah, Hot Dog Robot, sure. Or maybe something like Weenie Bot. We'll figure something out. Now, what exactly is
Weenie
it,
Roaster?
Is it doing? There seem to be two separate grill surfaces. Am I right?
So that's a staging surface. We put 10 hot dogs there just to stage them.
Okay.
And it may only have 5 there or 3 there. So after it picks one up, when it goes between those, you described it as a laser, it's actually a sensor.
Oh.
And it's just checking to make sure a robot is in the gripper.
Well, that seems...
The hot dog's in the gripper, right?
Yeah. I see.
Hot dog's in the gripper, I'm sorry. And then if there's not a hot dog in the gripper, then it knows it's cleared off the incoming staged hot dogs.
So he knows he's done.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So the robot can't see. It has to rely
on
those
sensors.
No, they don't have eyes.
That sensor is at sight.
Okay, I got you.
Josh, are there any buns?
No, I don't see any buns. So, there's a table full of buns and condiments.
Does the robot put the hot dog in the bun?
Will the robot put the hot dog in the bun?
Yeah, so we have an upper and lower here. This is normally has guarding over it for safety. This is for children. They hit the button, and it drops a hot dog through that chute into their bun. This is for taller adults. drops the hot dog to their bun.
Now, what's the danger of WeenieBot becoming self-aware?
You know, I'm not like sure, in the Terminator movies. Yeah.
Now, the most exciting thing
and
about this, Tom.
Confused on what's a weenie and what's not.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Right now they're demonstrating. A gentleman is holding a hot dog bun in
up
the,
to the chute.
In the correct spot. And yeah. Now Grilly will, I guess, pick one up and dump it into the, drop it right into the bun there.
Okay.
So there he goes. He's got the hot dog. He's dropping it into the slot. And in a very Freudian manner, it is now in the bun itself.
So. And if it sounds like there's static, it's not static. It happens to be pouring rain here. Check local listings.
Yeah, it really adds to the excitement of having an electronic arm right next to us.
Now,
always the most exciting thing about not being in the studio talking to Tom, it's always a negative. That static you're hearing isn't static.
Well, I just want everyone to know we have the best sound chain in American radio, thanks to our incredible engineering staff. But yeah, that's not static; that's rain. And now, once again, if you're just joining us, we have Tony Daly and Greg Kramer have brought over a hot dog robot. And Josh, once again, can you explain what it's doing out there?
Yes, right now all of the hot dogs are on the grilling surface, and right now. Grilly is just sort of moving them about to make sure that all sides are being evenly grilled.
How does the robot know that they're being evenly grilled?
I believe what is it doing right now? Oh, it's dancing or preparing to attack.
We can't decide, yeah.
What if you like your hot dog a little more done? Can you adjust
Yeah, how
that?
Do you, if you have a certain request for Grilly, how is that accommodated? Let's say you want a burnt hot dog.
We don't burn hot dogs.
Oh, sorry. Well.
Well, that's other people who prefer like a black hot dog.
I guess we could run it through there twice.
Oh, there
oh
you
okay.
Go. Oh, thank you.
By the way, someone just brought Christy a hot dog.
Oh, now, it's very nicely cooked.
Somebody.
Thank you, Bailey.
Now, Christy, by the way, eats them from the middle out. It's just so that.
Now, Chick, right now is
like
getting
corn in the cob.
Is getting a hot dog.
Wait a minute. Chick is getting one after mocking this idea to have the robot hot dog maker come to the station.
Well, and I want to be honest, this is Chick's second hot dog.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
Here's what Chick does. I find this interesting. Chick will put the condiments on the bun and then put the hot dog in, whereas I put the hot dog in the bun and then put the condiments on the dog.
You mean incorrectly?
Yes, no, that is the correct
way. The
way
America does it, yes. Otherwise, the condiments soak into the bread and it ruins it. What an idiot. You can't even eat a hot dog like an American. Where are you from? Latvia? Eat a hot dog like an American, for
God's
sake.
I'm from Poland.
Now,
man, that's a good hot
dog. Now, here's an interesting thing about Grilly. If not enough people come up to get hot dogs, Grilly takes it upon himself to throw away any hot dogs that have been sitting on the grill for too long.
Oh, really?
Where does he throw them?
He has a little pit on the side of the of his workspace. Yeah, and he just drops them in there.
Describe the whole setup, Josh. It's kind of like a. Like a food cart.
Exactly.
But it's got a built-in grill and this robotic arm. Ask the guys, what does this robotic arm do other than flip hot dogs? The other functions?
So when Grilly isn't grilling dogs, what is Grilly up to?
Grilly does a lot of parts moving for factories, those kind of things.
I see. So how do you feel about being responsible for the loss of so many human jobs in the workforce?
Well, I'll decline to answer
that. Wow.
Well, this gives boring human jobs. It gives those humans something to do that's more exciting. That's the way I look at it. And not to mention providing delicious hot dogs for everyone. Can Grilly do the same thing that Flippy can do, the famous robot that's currently, I believe, at Dodger Stadium?
Let's say we didn't want hot dogs one day. Would Grilly be able to prepare us some burgers or maybe some nice chicken breast?
Well, we'd have to go through a little bit of design process, but yeah, it could potentially do that.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, are they competing with Flippy? Should I not have mentioned the famous Flippy the robot?
Would you prefer we not mention Flippy? Do you guys hate Flippy because
he's a competitor?
He's sort of a competitor to Grilly.
Actually, Flippy is, if I'm not mistaken, a Fannuc robot. So
same
robot, It's just a different color.
Gotcha.
Different color. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what color is he?
Well, he's a robot of color, please. Let's watch the way we term this. Hey, I got a name for him.
Yes.
Because I think Grilly.
You don't like Grilly?
Well, we had Weenie Bot.
Yeah. How about R2 Dog 2?
How about no?
If Thinner Heart suggested that, that's a good one.
Well, that's who likes hot dogs. Little kids. Are you? How many dogs have you eaten, Chick?
Six.
Okay. Well, I've got to get out there and get a...
yeah, you really do.
Get a hot dog. So this would be... Now, if you were at a public event, would the thing be making hot dogs? Do you have to, the final stage of the hot dog, does someone have to be there to catch the dog in the bun?
Yes.
You push the button, and then the hot dog drops in your bun.
Right, but somebody has to be there to catch it.
Yes, but it just doesn't.
You're just talking to talk. He asked me a question, and I answered it succinctly. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't insult our guest asking if they put how many people out of work. That's all I know.
Well, no. So there, someone does have to. Obviously, someone has to work to set up.
Of course,
hot dog robot.
Yes.
Well, six men. Yes.
And then you've got to stand there and catch the hot dogs as they come off of the robot.
No, he doesn't put them until you put a bun underneath there. He won't put a hot dog down.
Right, you have to hit a
to
button that says hot dog, please.
Oh, that's what I said. And
no, it's not like he's just
quit.
Dropping hot dogs down a chute.
Well, it is when it thinks that they're done. Yeah.
What if they're too rare? What if they haven't been cooked through? Will he give you one?
Well, Grilly has been sued a couple times from what I've been told.
The sushi dog?
I swear when I said Grilly had been sued, it turned, looked at me, and shook its head.
How about...
why is he moving him around? That's
how about,
so
how
funny.
About Frank? How about Frankendog?
Frankendog.
No? No, I'm getting nothing out of that.
Yeah. Well, and in between servings, Grilly does do a dance that he's not just sitting there.
Is there a guy with a remote control doing this, or is it just all on feel?
He's grilling him on his own, right?
Yeah, it's all programmed, so he's just... I mean, to a certain extent, does Grilly have a mind of its own? So the dance moves are sort of programmed in, but can it decide what and how to move when it wants?
No, it's all programmed.
Okay. Well, okay. How about this? Ask, can he do different size hot dogs, the hot dog robot? Can he do, say, a brat?
Yeah, or a foot long?
We can do a brat that is very similar to the hot dog, yes.
I see.
Like a pre-cooked brat.
Okay.
We have not tried a raw brat yet.
Gotcha. Okay, now, do you think you'll eventually get to the point where instead of these sort of metal clamps, it'll actually have like a human hand, like human finger type grip?
Wouldn't it burn?
Wouldn't that look weird?
Okay,
not
so
on our grill, mate.
So no, you know, there might be like some sort of
this crispy blackened hand
perverted scientist who says, "Hey, can we put human fingers on that thing?" Yeah. And
you know,
and can we control the grill
in the lab and so forth?
Yes, yes, he died when Weenie Roaster
and struck again.
He came and went at
yes.
the same time.
Yeah.
Well,
what was it? R2 Dog 2? What was it?
You don't like R2 Dog 2?
No, I like it. I like it.
Come on.
What kind of maintenance does Grilly require? Do you have to change its oils or anything every now and again?
Supposed to do a 1-year preventive maintenance on it.
One year? Well, that's amazing.
Of course, we clean it. We clean the grill and we clean the grippers after every event.
Does it purr when you give it, when you sort of wipe it? That'd be kind of cool.
Josh, you're getting nothing.
I know.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Stell dir vor, ein einziger Online-Buchladen verändert die Welt. Aus Jeff Bezos' Garage wird ein globales Imperium. Amazon. Heute liefert der Konzern alles und prägt unseren Alltag durch Prime und Alexa mit Cloud-Servern und Hollywood-Produktionen. Und während Milliarden Menschen Amazon nutzen, verdient einer an allem mit. Jeff Bezos. Folge jetzt Imperium von den Machern von Kampf der Unternehmen und hör die Amazon-Story auf Spotify.